Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Anticipation. You know that package is coming.
Yeah, buddy.
You can track it right to your door.
Ooh, here it comes.
And you want it bad.
Two stops away.
But you don't want to look like you
want
it bad.
No, you don't.
Right? Or at least one man in this room doesn't. Yet this guy, who will remain nameless for a second, seems to be gaining a reputation in his neighborhood.
Yep.
Because when those packages show up, sure looks like he's out there ready to make sure that delivery man is doing a job he's getting paid to do. You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So you got yourself a little situation.
Yes, I do.
What's going on?
So I had some packages coming from Amazon, right? So I'm outside working in the yard, and the guy pulls up. I see he's coming. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like next stop. I can see him coming down the way. So I'm right there. So I wait. He pulls up. He hands me the package.
Do you wait there, like, with your arms out? Like,
yes,
like, you are the mailbox?
Please, sir, I want my package.
Yeah, I'm Oliver.
So, you actually dress like Oliver today.
So, no big deal. It's just, you know, the timing worked out that way.
Sure.
Next day, I'm still outside in the yard. Here comes Amazon again. Another package we got coming.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm in the yard again.
A little paranoid, are you?
So, now I got to get up and I walk over. I see the guy pulling up. So, I walk over and I get the package. It's the same driver. So he must think, like, I wait for him for these packages every day, like some lonely old man going, I'm two stops away, where the hell is he? I'm waiting for him, I can see him coming.
All right.
So I felt embarrassed that, like, 2 days in a row, same goddamn driver, I'm standing there waiting for him a package.
I don't trust you.
And we rarely get, like, back-to-back days of deliveries on top of that.
You, with your buying power and purchase.
I do have some buying power.
Reputation.
In the tracksuit game.
We've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
All right, look me in the face.
Yeah.
You swear to me this was a coincidence.
Yes. Because, you know, I don't want to look like that guy.
Okay, Kimmy, let's be real here.
Let's be real. Yeah. Kimmy.
You're not Kimmy. He does seem like the guy who would wait outside for his package.
Every guy my age seems like that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, you, Pat and I know when your packages are going to arrive because you sit here
and you bitch
about the tracking. If it's not Amazon, you will tell us how poor this tracking site
is. They're terrible. Yeah, I know it's coming from China.
Why are my socks stuck in Italy right now?
He will update us hour by hour in commercial break where his packages are. And, like, let's be real, man. When it comes to the guy or gal you most think to be waiting outside for the package, older.
Yes, it's going
to
be old guy.
No hobbies, addicted to targeted advertising.
And I would imagine with Amazon especially, they run into people like you all the time because you can see almost exactly what time that package is going to be delivered and where that driver is if they're
close. Oh yeah, it tells you.
Yeah.
And you got to remember it's a slight delay.
Yes.
So if it says it's pulling up, it's already there. So you got to be out there a little bit
early. Yeah, jump on it.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is it wrong to be the person in the driveway waiting for your package to show up?
Because then I'm like, well, I'm helping the guy out. He doesn't have to walk that far.
Well, I mean, that is a valid argument.
But they don't want to deal. I guess if I'm a driver, I just want to drop that thing off at the porch and leave. I don't want to have to talk to somebody on to interact. Because he did this other thing, too. He goes, he comes out and he goes, I got to take a picture of it.
Yeah, they do. So just to verify that it's there.
So I thought he wanted me to hold it.
Wait, you were like posing with it?
No. I said, do you want, because he goes, so I thought, he goes, oh, I'm going to put it on the ground. So he put it on the ground, took a picture, and then he handed it to me. I thought I was like supposed to pose with it.
Bro,
look what Tommy just got, a new tracksuit.
It's so funny.
Olive green.
It's so funny you say that. The other day, my wife orders DoorDash, and I just happened to be outside.
Yeah.
Right? So I didn't know the food was coming. The guy comes up, and he would speak in broken English, and he hands me the bag. I just walk down, meet him down there, and he goes, picture. And I didn't understand what's happening. I'm holding the bag. He just takes a picture of me holding the bag. And the picture's got to be like me, like, ugh.
So he's like one of those casino winners they put on the billboard.
That's exactly what it looked like.
Pat just won Taco Bell.
But he just like click, gets in his car, drives away. Right? I look like a total idiot.
It's really awkward, man, like to meet those guys.
They say never meet your heroes.
Do you also kind of feel like you're doing something wrong? Because sometimes if a delivery driver comes up and I just happen to be there. I live here. This is my house. Yes, you can give this to me. I swear. I'm not trying to steal this package.
Well, it is weird that they will hand you the package to the driveway because I've had postal workers before that will not hand me stuff.
Really?
They will put the letters in the mailbox and they go, you know, I don't know that you live here.
Bro, your face don't match that house. That's an upscale neighborhood.
Oh.
You ain't got upscale mug.
Oh, you're going to say
you don't had
my face.
With the way you talk about his house, he absolutely matches his
house. You
do
not own any shackets.
You're right, because I'm not a bitch.
Yeah, but I have little bitch boy house face.
You got little bitch boy house outfit today, too.
Yes. You don't look like you live in that neighborhood, man. You look sketch. You like, are you walking around, looking around?
Yeah, I am walking around, looking around.
You're sliding around.
I'm sliding. It's my
neighborhood. Chasing kids that aren't yours down the street.
Well, that kid just showed up on my porch. That's a whole other story. Listen, the phone number is 252-WCMF. Is it wrong to be Tommy Mulay, who now waits out at the end of his driveway for the Amazon guy to drop off his packages? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Connor. Hey, Connor.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
So, I was an Amazon driver about 5 years ago now.
Okay.
No, none of us care. None of us cared at all if you were waiting for your package.
All right, you didn't judge like the old men with nothing better to do?
No.
Okay.
So you're going to speak for the...
So... Go ahead.
You're going to speak for the 2 million Amazon drivers out there, Connor? Connor that couldn't hold his job at Amazon?
Ooh, you take that, Connor?
I mean, I only left because I got a job as an electrical engineer.
No big deal. Oh, and you stupid shorts face.
But, no, it was, we were so concerned with just getting to the next stop. Because if we didn't maintain 20 stops an hour, you know, we'd either be written up or fired.
Connor, I had to pee in a jar while I drove my
He's giving
around.
Us valuable information, and now you're just making voices.
I'm now an electrical engineer, so I'm very cautious when I pee, so I don't electrocute my penis.
He's also telling you what you want to hear.
I don't care.
Then
I don't
it
like
doesn't
Connor.
Matter. Okay. Connor, thanks for the call.
Thank
buddy.
You, Connor, for your service.
Sorry, I do got one more thing for
what's
you.
That, what's that, Connor?
There was only one time I actually cared that somebody was standing there for delivery.
Uh-huh.
And that's when it was you, Pat.
Oh, have you met me? Did that happen?
Sort of. Like, you were standing in your garage, you were doing something. I just left the package, like, on a chair for you.
Okay.
You turned around and just mean-dogged me the whole way back.
No, that's not me at all!
Ooh.
That is a lie!
I like Connor.
That is lying.
You're the man, Connor.
I would not do that!
Connor's one of the good ones.
Mean-dogged?
You were just, like, mean-mugging me the whole way back to my truck.
That's Pat.
Is Connor looks suspicious.
Are you ugly? Are you really ugly, Connor?
No, you can check my Instagram. I write in like every day.
He's a good man.
Oh, we do lead the league of Connors. All right, Connor, thanks for the call, buddy. Get away from my house. Never come back. Have a good rest of the day.
Mean dog.
I would never do that.
Hey, I don't know. It's you, man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, Tommy, last week, 2 days in a row, just happened to be outside in his front yard when the Amazon guy showed up.
Mm.
And both times, same driver, Tommy gets handed his package, and now he's worried he looks like that old guy that waits for packages.
You know, on the hip.
You know why you shouldn't do this? Because there will be a time when it's awkward. Let's say you order something really heavy, and that delivery driver is really struggling to get it up your driveway. If you're standing there, you have to go help. You can't just sit there and wait for them to deliver it to the spot. Like, I would feel so guilty sitting there watching this person
struggle
to get it up my porch steps.
No, but here's the problem. It's not like Tommy's a strong person.
No.
So he would also struggle. You would need that
Tommy's
man.
Tommy's a little baby boy to baby shorts.
Well, you are a baby
shorts. Can't pick up the package.
Baby shorts baby boy today.
They got like, a whole case of potato chips, and he can't struggle with the street with it.
It would be more embarrassing if you tried to carry, but like, actually, I can't. Could you finish carrying it to my house, please? Thank you.
Well, I could just let him carry it up, and I'll talk to him on the way up.
Oh, yeah, give him the pearls of wisdom.
Yes.
We got Instagram messages coming in. We just talked to a Connor. Let's talk to a Caleb. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, poor Tommy had to have the same Amazon driver drop off his Amazon dildos. How embarrassing is that for him? Okay. I know we have a lot of delivery drivers listening to the show.
Yeah.
If you have a second between peeing into bottles, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, do you prefer or do you dread people waiting in the driveway?
The meet and greet.
Because here's the thing. Like, if we're talking, like, time crunch,
yeah,
that person in the driveway saves you time. You don't. I mean, think if you didn't have to walk up every driveway.
Yeah, but if that guy wants to engage with you, it's going to cost you time as a delivery driver. They got questions.
Yes, but you can also politely blow them off. Yeah, no, absolutely. As you're running back to the front,
well, you could be peeing into the jar while you're handing the baggage.
No, like if I'm working for UPS, Amazon, FedEx,
I mean, those
whatever,
guys are like they're running in out of those trucks.
No, I get it, but like if he's waiting at the driveway, yeah, like here you go, bye, have a good rest of the day. That sounds awesome. I mean, you look sad, but it does save them time.
Okay,
and
so
help
I'm doing
them.
A good thing.
It's the accidental outside that always gets you, too.
Yeah.
Because if you get spotted, you have to engage that guy.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah, you can't go running back inside once you've already made eye contact.
That looks weird.
And, like, I don't know about you guys. I'm never wearing anything that I want to be seen in my front yard.
No.
Yeah.
It's always, like, short gym shorts
you're
and
not,
a cutoff
tee. You know, in your best. No.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you for the package. In here is a full pair of pants that I plan on wearing moving forward. Right? Like, again.
Yeah.
You have the option if you grab from the delivery driver and he's running late, she's running late. They politely shut you down, frantically getting back in the truck, or the delivery driver straight up ignoring you. You wouldn't be offended by that, would you?
Well, he blows past me and just puts it up on the porch?
Yeah, or just hands it to you, doesn't say a word, and gets back
in. No, I mean, that I get because I know they're busy.
Sometimes they have their earbuds in, too.
Well, he hates that. He hates anybody in public with earbuds.
Well, you shouldn't be driving with those things in your ears. It's a violation of the Commerce Secretary.
I actually thought it was illegal to drive with headphones.
I think it is. Yeah, because you can't have any impediment to your ears while you're driving.
Did you hear yourself right now? Did you just use the word impediment?
Yes.
Shut up.
You cannot have ear impediment with a commercial license.
Well, no, but with AirPods, you can do that listening outside of the music mode, so you hear the music and the stuff around you.
Oh.
Maybe there's a difference for them. Because the argument is I can't hear what's going on.
Well,
around.
Yeah, you're supposed to be driving.
Which is weird because it's not illegal for deaf people to drive.
No,
they've got permanent headphones on.
But do they have other things that they have to put in their car?
That alert them.
Yeah.
I've never driven with a deaf person. Okay, if anyone knows a deaf person, because like, hey, are you deaf? Call the show, 252-WCMF, and let us know. Like, have you ever seen a car with stuff for deaf people?
No,
like there would be lights or stuff to let you know, like horn coming from this way.
Oh.
Like, for example, if you walk in, my mother is a sign language interpreter.
Yeah.
So she had a lot of deaf friends growing up. Yeah. I know deaf people. In some of their homes, when the doorbell rings, the light flashes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So maybe they have something.
All right.
Like
maybe they have that stuff in the car.
But what, like hearing a horn and all of a sudden, like your car starts to freak out? It would have to pick up the horn somehow.
Oh. Maybe it tells them through. I mean, I have hearing aids. Maybe it tells them through their hearing aids.
Okay, but if they're 100% deaf, no cochlear implant.
Maybe something like shakes or vibrates or something.
While we're on the
deaf. Well, the car would shake when the other car hits it. Then they would know for sure there was a car coming.
While we're on the deaf driving thing.
Yeah.
Worst
HBO series.
One thing that's always chapped my ass, and it's not deaf people's
fault. What's that?
All right, so it's illegal for me to pick up my cell phone while I'm driving.
Yes.
Right? And I get it. I totally understand. I live in RIT. I live near RIT in Henrietta.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of deaf folks driving around thanks to the NTID. They're having full conversations with their hands off the wheel.
While they're driving?
Yeah.
That's probably illegal.
No, it is. How would you make it illegal? Because they have to talk somehow.
Yeah, but that has to be.
I can't hold my phone, but like I'm next to somebody and I'm watching them doing this. They don't have their hands on the wheel.
Yeah, but you can move your hands around while you're driving.
But like, how is it less?
I mean, you could dance in your car. You could sing in your car.
How is it?
That's also distracting.
How is it? But I also, to hear or to understand what the person next to me is saying, have to look at their hands.
Right.
How is it illegal and distracting for me to have my phone in my hand, which I'm okay with, but it's not illegal and distracting for me to have to physically look at my passenger while I'm driving to understand what they're saying?
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
All right.
By the way, it is illegal to drive while wearing headphones or earbuds in both ears in New York.
Okay.
But it says both ears. So does that mean you could have one in, maybe?
All right.
Okay, so Deb writes, when it comes to the deaf folks driving, now we're getting all kinds of available information, they need a larger rear view mirror.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Oh, just to see what's going on.
Yep.
All right. Like one of the big trucker ones.
They could see the lights coming.
Big old convoy.
Oh, yeah.
Long way to go.
Short time to get there, and I can't hear you.
All right, if you are coming face-to-face, Tommy, with these Amazon delivery drivers on a regular basis, you should start to think about pulling another move.
What's that?
There has been a trend the last couple of years, and Kimmy, you've seen this, delivery person treat boxes.
Treat box?
So they're like, there are some people that will have a box out where they leave like chips and water or
especially
like candy
during
bars.
The holidays. Yeah. You see it a lot.
So yeah, or Kimmy, like there's like people will make
busy
like
times a year. Yeah.
Or just bags regularly where they'll keep them on the go.
Drinks,
like
snacks.
Yeah, like a little plastic cellophane bag and you grab it and it's got a drink in it.
Oh, okay.
And do you do that for your Amazon drive?
I didn't know that was a thing.
So you don't?
No.
Oh.
Should I do it?
Well, I mean, if you're now getting FaceTime with these drivers and you like to brag about how you take care of the garbage men.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Why are you? Yeah, you should have.
Okay. But how do I do it?
What do you mean?
So you just use a little basket says like help yourself.
Oh yeah, but if I'm outside, do I physically go?
Yeah,
get
you would
them?
Have to. You would have to go grab it and bring it to them and say thank you.
Like, no, who's a good boy? You want a treat? Do you want a treat?
Oh, you think that's insulting?
Yeah, it's like a dog who wants a little
offer
treat.
Offer them water.
Did you?
Or
did you
want someone?
You've got to drink your water. Who's a good boy? You drink your water.
If you were in the middle of working and our boss
like,
came down and just gave
free
you
snacks.
Yeah, gave you snacks, you wouldn't appreciate that?
Well, what if he demeaned me at the same time? Treat me like a
Well, yeah, don't call him a good boy. Oh, it's a Gatorade.
I don't think anybody really does that.
People do in my neighborhood. I did it because I saw my neighbors doing it, so I felt like I had to do it.
First of all, we know there's nothing
And by
on
the
your
way,
porch.
You know what was a little disappointing, though? Nobody took the snacks.
Are you snacks? Did they
I
suck?
Don't know. I thought I picked some good snacks.
Oh, here's veggie sticks.
What snacks were you putting out there?
I had everything from like Cheetos, Doritos. I had some healthy stuff snacks in there in case. And then I had like waters and Gatorade.
Yeah, I'd take
Nobody
that.
Took anything.
You do that?
But that's
no,
a,
I don't.
That's what I. But that also
that's
made me
lot.
Think like maybe everybody's doing it, so.
Oh, but there's too much. They don't
they're
need
so
it.
Hydrated
they're
gonna,
they're probably not going to take something at every stop.
Yeah, I'm so fat from Doritos, I can't get out of this truck.
Why is Wheeze delivering Amazon packages?
Well, you see his ratings?
World's
oldest Amazon driver.
What did you just say?
World's oldest Amazon
driver. Emily Olmstead. No, I mean, I know no one in Pittsburgh is doing this. So if you did it, it would actually probably be very valuable for
I ain't
people.
Doing all that, man.
I love how you like to pretend you're like the everyman. I'm going to fight for the worker, man. Hey, you can help this guy out. I ain't doing nothing. I'm a standout here. We got Instagram messages coming in. Okay. Be glad you're not this person.
Okay.
Ryan writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. My wife will wait at the end of the driveway in a folding chair for packages
weekends.
She says it's to get vitamin D. I think it's because she doesn't want me to know what she's buying.
Oh.
That's exactly what that is.
But you still see the packages coming in.
Yeah, but you don't know what's going on. But she sits out there.
In a with a folding
chair. Chair all day?
According to Ryan, yeah.
What a lonely life.
But you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm no folding chair. Just standing there.
The only reason Kimmy doesn't have a folding chair is because we found out when he had to borrow one folding chair from me that he doesn't own a folding chair.
Oh, them Bill's chairs.
Yeah. That's right. Oh,
steady
you
chair.
Judge my chairs?
Huh?
You judge my chairs that you took?
No, I've really appreciated them.
Shut up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Totally unnecessary. Everything we need to know about this, we know.
Okay.
In fact, there's a movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet that tells you like absolutely everything.
Yeah.
On top of that, multiple people have died horrific deaths very publicly.
Yes.
Attempting to do this recently.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to stop another man with more money than he knows what to do with from trying. And here's the thing. I'm all for it.
Is he taking some buddies?
Buddy? You're hanging out at the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So it was 2 years ago.
Whatever.
That the Ocean Gate submergible submarine.
Yeah.
On the way to see the wreckage of the Titanic, imploded.
Yes.
Killing five people, including the CEO of the company, Stockton Rush.
Yeah.
Which is the most I'm the CEO of a personal submarine company name I've ever heard. So in that submarine that imploded,
who'd you have?
You had the CEO of the company, a British businessman named Hamish Harding, because again, a Pakistani businessman and his son, along with a French explorer, all of them dead in the most horrific way you can imagine.
Yeah, crushed
and
to death.
I think what made it an even bigger story is for a while we didn't know what happened to
it.
So people thought that it was still out there somewhere. They were running out of oxygen. Like this was like something everybody had their eye on for, what, like a straight week almost?
You
maybe even
it.
More?
All right, so we determined pretty quickly after this incident that it's a bad idea for really rich people to get into personal submarines to go underwater to look at the Titanic, right?
Yeah.
And on top of that, everything about the Titanic is known.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
It has been studied a thousand different ways.
There's footage of robots going down there and taking video. I think even some of those little submarines did make it down
there. Yes, they did.
They brought stuff back.
Yeah, you got it. And how many documentaries, multiple movies have been made about the thing? There's nothing really more we need to know
about.
There's
a documentary, two documentaries about this.
The Ocean Gate implosion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Despite all of that.
Yeah, what's going on?
There is a company, another company that makes personal submarines.
Mm.
It is called Triton Submarines. And
as opposed to Titan, which wasn't the other one.
No, Ocean Gate was the other one.
Wasn't it called the Titan?
Maybe
or
it was. I don't remember.
I think the actual vehicle was,
okay.
And this is Triton. So this is much different.
It's got an
R in it. The owner of this company told the New York Post that there is a billionaire whose name we would know that is paying $10 million to take one of their submarines down to the wreck of the
Titanic. He's just going to rent this thing and go down with it.
So I don't know if they're renting. I don't know if that's what the cost of it is.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to read you the quote. You ready?
But it ain't his sub. He's a company, and he's going to use it.
Or he could be buying the sub from them. So the quote is, quote, somebody's going down to the Titanic in a couple weeks. It's a billionaire. Going down there will cost $10 million. The billionaire's name is someone people will know. He'll make an announcement that he is the first person to go to the Titanic since the tragedy. But will not be disclosing he's attempting it.
Okay.
So he's going to see. So you're going to have to go past that wreckage.
Well, it's probably the size of a tin can.
I thought they pulled it out for the most
part. Oh, they did?
Didn't they? Yeah.
Oh.
Did you watch that documentary? I figured you would have watched that documentary.
I can't remember now.
But I mean,
but they actually brought the damn thing up.
It was amazing watching that. And they do show other people who are trying to do the same thing still, even after this whole event, because they think they're going to do it differently. Well, they missed all the signs, and we're doing it safer. And we're okay, fine. I'm not going to test it out, though.
All right, so here's the thing. With the fact we know it's dangerous, and we saw these people die, right? And this person's going to try it again, and it's a really, really
And you're miles underwater.
Sure. I'm all for it. I am all for it.
Why are you wishing these people would get hurt?
No, I don't wish they get hurt. Yeah. I don't wish they get hurt. But I will say this.
Yeah.
If this billionaire, who we seem to know, according to this story, dies doing this, no one is allowed to be saved.
Well, I agree.
And you should be allowed to laugh because you have all of the information that tells you this is a bad idea. And not only that, it's completely unnecessary. There is no reason to do this. And you have every reason in the world to live because you are a billionaire.
That
so
is true.
If you die doing this, I think it should be completely socially acceptable to openly laugh at what a stupid decision you made.
Okay, so let's say SpaceX.
Yeah.
You know, it's a similar thing. No reason. We know.
No, yeah, absolutely not.
Bunch of celebrities going up there. You know, people you don't really care about.
Are you talking about the one that just kind of hovers?
Yeah, but just celeb.
Yeah, if it blows
up. Dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just like, if it's a vanity trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that blows up, no one should be set. You should be allowed to laugh.
Jim Kelly.
Goes up in the, what?
Jim Kelly has paid money to go up in that thing.
Sure.
It's been a dream of his.
Okay.
You know, he never got the big ring, but maybe he'll get that space ring.
If he blows up doing it, I would not be offended if someone left. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Now, it would hurt me, so I would not laugh at Jim Kelly.
I'm sitting here doing Jim Kelly jokes all day.
I would not. I could not be offended.
I'm doing reenactment of what I think Jim Kelly would sound like at the time of his implosion.
I would not be bothered.
Yes, you would.
Look, I mean, it would hurt me personally.
This is your childhood.
No, but you made the decision as a rich guy to go do this, which is completely not necessary. Look,
Jim sold his house.
To go up there?
And all his AFC championship rings.
Do I get to buy some of the memorabilia?
Yes, you do.
Okay, yeah, then I'm 100% for it. No, because, like, here's what bothers me.
What?
And, I mean, you know, feel free to.
I agree. It's rich people doing dumb stuff.
Says man in a suit with shorts.
Well, I'm not rich.
Yo.
But I do dress like one.
But you're talking about doing stuff for no scientific reason, right? Like, it's just to sightsee.
Well, you're a rich daredevil, is what you really are.
Okay, so, like, ethics aside, throughout history, like, Lewis and Clark going out to the West Coast, right? Like, that was unbelievably dangerous, but it led to us charting all of this land.
That's how we got to San Francisco Giants.
You talk about Darwin traveling from, you know, landmass to landmass to study every single animal. It's wildly dangerous, right? But it led us to understand biology and all the things that are around us. Like, there's 1,000 different things that were super dangerous, and the men and women
they had to do it.
They didn't have to do it, but it benefited us. None of this benefits us.
Okay.
The billionaires going to space does not benefit us. The billionaires going underwater does not benefit us. But I'm fine with the idea that you're going to try and kill yourself doing it because it is, you know. Look, you're taking care of a problem yourself. Is that fair?
All right.
I also never want to hear you ever again tell me just because somebody's rich means they're smart.
Well, they are smart. They made money. We all try to make the money.
Yeah.
They figured out a way. That takes some smarts.
No, it doesn't. Does a smart person, after watching multiple documentaries about a can going to the Titanic imploding, try that themselves?
Ah, but this guy is smarter. He's going to rent it. See, he doesn't have all his money tied up in his death. This impending implosion.
By the way, you're going to lose your deposit if you get imploded underwater.
Oh, yeah.
No, I have no sympathy for this anymore, man. I don't.
Well, you're going to see more of it as people, you know, monkey see, monkey do.
Great.
Because you remember, like, it all started with that guy from Virgin Air. Remember?
Richard Branson.
Yeah, he was doing that high balloon stuff and all that crazy stuff. In those experimental planes.
But again, if Richard Branson, who, by the way, I don't really have a problem with. Although,
he's cool as crap.
Okay, but he's still
got his own island.
Still a billionaire.
And it's one of the nice islands.
Still a billionaire.
As far as we know.
Okay. Like, if that guy died, I'm not going to shed
a
tear.
Want Richard Branson to die?
Why?
Nobody's saying he wants
I don't
them
want
to
him
die.
To die, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, my God, we've lost Richard Branson.
Got a quality airline.
Oh, my goodness. Which would continue to operate? You know, what's his name from Apple?
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, Steve Dobbs. He died. I can still go buy an iPhone today.
He didn't do any of this stuff, did he?
What's that?
Jobs.
Like daredevil-y stuff?
No.
He thought that he could cure cancer by eating fruit.
Well, it probably worked for a while.
Nah.
Yeah, like if your whole reason for doing something like that is just, I just want to do it, or it's just for fun.
But here's the thing. These guys are just rich virgins.
No, I would. That was probably a true statement.
No.
Rich virgins.
Of your dad.
Yeah.
Because, like, if your dad was a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, he'd definitely be in space.
He kind of does many things like that, right? Yeah. He takes six-hour bike rides, which is the poor man's equivalent of going to see the Titanic.
No, but here's the thing. If my dad said, I have the opportunity to go in a submersible to go look at the Titanic after someone else just died, and my dad died, the whole eulogy
would be
about how stupid he is.
But I think most guys have that in him, in them, if they hit.
But
if they hit.
All right. I guess the difference is this. You're right. Maybe there is an adventurous streak in people, and far be it from me.
Because there's nothing stopping you when you're that rich.
Oh, no. You know what's stopping you?
What?
Death.
Well, the implosion part.
far be it from me to tell you don't do these things.
Yeah.
But I guess the line I want to draw is these billionaires that do it.
You don't want to, you don't, you're not going to give them any sympathy.
That, not only that, it bothers me that they play themselves off as these adventurers that are breaking
Explorers.
Yes, you're not. You are not that.
You're just along for the ride.
You're a spoiled kid who has all the toys.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So shut up. And if you die, in the words of Ivan Drago.
Who?
Rocky IV.
Oh, Jesus. The Russian kid?
Yeah. No, he was Rocky's best friend, Ivan Drago from Philadelphia.
I don't
know. Yeah, he was the Russian guy.
I forgot. He fought so many people.
He fought one Russian.
Oh.
In the words of Ivan Drago, if he dies, he dies.
Like what a quality movie.
It's the most famous line from that movie.
It's a great way to wrap up the show here.
Will you be a man and watch a movie?
If he dies, he dies.
That's exactly how it went.
That's not even a great line from a great movie.
It's an amazing movie.
Like, I'll be back. That's a good line.
It's literally the same line.
If he dies, he dies.
It's the opposite of the line
I just said. If you're dead, you're obviously dead.
I'll be back? How is that better?
Because everybody knows that line.
Everybody but you knows if... Okay, we come back, we wrap it up, we tell you what we're doing tomorrow.
That's just Russian propaganda.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.